Weather. Superstar Country 102.5 Weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 87. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 62. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow 85. Mainly clear. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry Thursday and Friday, with highs in the low 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. All on-ground parking lots are closed at the Kansas State Fair after yesterday's rain. Starting today, you can park on the west side of the Hutchinson Sports Arena. It will also have a shuttle service running to and from Gate 9. Two children in Concordia are in critical condition after they were burned Saturday night by a bonfire. Police say the children caused an explosion after pouring an accelerant on the fire. And Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach sues Governor Laura Kelly. He wants to force the governor's administration to hand over SNAP data to the USDA. He says failing to do so could cost Kansas more than $10 million in federal aid. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
My dad, he's a double amputee, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom.
My dad is a hero.
Those were our troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways.
When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need.
He'll help me build tiny projects.
Life is good here.
Without homes for our troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them, like, do normal life.
My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. At 8:48 a.m. on Saturday, the Ellis Police Department was notified of a theft that had occurred at Casey's General Store, 213 Washington. Employees alleged that two males had entered Casey's and were successful in stealing about $1,500 in cash from the store. An attempt to locate was then broadcast, and two suspects were located outside of Lyman, Colorado, and were identified as 20-year-old Drayshawn Holden of Flint, Michigan, and 22-year-old Hakeem Black of Flint, Michigan. According to the Ellis Police Department, evidence was recovered from the suspects that allegedly linked them to several other thefts along the I-70 corridor in Kansas. Information on the suspects' identities was provided to those agencies to further their investigations, and arrest affidavits have been forwarded to the Ellis County Attorney's Office for consideration of charges. Avery Smith, the Ellis Police Chief, said that he'd like to thank Ellis County Communications, the Hays Police Department, and the Lincoln County, Colorado Sheriff's Office for their assistance with this case. No further information will be released at this time, as this is an ongoing investigation. According to a news release, just before 10 p.m. on Saturday in Concordia, police heard a loud noise and screaming, and as officers were attempting to locate the screaming, police dispatch received a 911 call from the 400 block of West 5th Street reporting that two juveniles had been severely burned. First responders located the two juveniles, consistent with the 911 report of burn injuries, and the Concordia Fire Department responded and transported the juveniles to North Central Kansas Medical Center for treatment of critical injuries. They were later transferred to a burn unit at a Level 1 trauma hospital, and both were still reported in critical condition as of Monday. Investigators determined that the juveniles were pouring accelerant on a bonfire, and the fire traveled up the stream of the accelerant and caused the explosion. Police did not release the names of the victims. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, for the week ending September 7th, there were 4.6 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 3% very short, 16% short, 68% adequate, and 13% surplus, and subsoil moisture supplies rated 6% very short, 20% short, 65% adequate, and 9% surplus. Winter wheat planted was 1%, near 4% from last year, and the 2% for the five-year average. Corn condition rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 25% fair, 45% good, and 18% excellent. Soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 25% fair, 56% good, and 13% excellent. Sorghum condition rated 3% very poor, 7% poor, 25% fair, 47% good, and 18% excellent. Cotton condition rated 0% very poor, 7% poor, 24% fair, 47% good, and 22% excellent. And pasture and range conditions rated 4% very poor, 10% poor, 27% fair, 50% good, and 9% excellent. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Join us at Norton County Hospital for Destination Healthy Aging. Discover tips to stay active, eat well, manage stress, and age vibrantly using the MEDS method: mindfulness, exercise, diet, and sleep. September 24th, 5:30 p.m. in the NCH Conference Room. RSVP on our Facebook page. Don't miss this chance to invest in your health and your future.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on September 3rd, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Dale Jacobson, Jim Miller, Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, and Andrew Black, along with others to present business or observe. And a motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the August 20th, 2025 City Council meeting minutes and the August 22nd, 2025 special City Council meeting minutes. The vote was taken and the motion carried. There were two building permits presented for approval. Norton Economic Development Director Dallas Goslin gave an update of the East Site development, saying they will be relocating a 10-inch water line on September 9th at noon, so the water will be turned off for 6 to 10 hours. He said they have been in contact and are working with the few businesses that it will affect. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Andrew Black to purchase and donate a Christmas light display for $935 for the Christmas light event in Elmwood Park. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Gerald voting no. City Administrator James Maru stated that the impound lot fencing is still on hold since there is corn planted, though once it has been harvested, the city crew will begin working on the project. James also reported that there has been some movement on the vehicles at 708 West North Street, but they have until November 3rd. James then stated that 409 East Waverly is about 90% cleaned up, but they still have until September 28th. And Jeff Wolf stated that the property owner of the Prairie Hill Apartments still has a crew there painting, roofing, and working on things. And Police Chief Mitch Lowery reported on department activities. City Administrator James Maru reported that fall cleanup will be held October 6th, 7th, and 8th. He stated that the plan is to continue picking up yard waste through the first week of November, and the last tree limb pickup will be the last Friday in October. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to recess the council meeting to go into the revenue neutral rate, or RNR, hearing, and the motion carried. Mayor Jones opened the RNR hearing at 5:45 p.m., and after hearing and answering questions and objections from taxpayers and others in attendance, a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 14-2025, which is a resolution of the City of Norton, Kansas, to levy a property tax rate exceeding the revenue neutral rate. A roll call vote was taken, and the motion carried 6-0, and the public hearing was then closed at 6:51 p.m. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to recess the council meeting to go into the budget hearing, and the motion carried. Mayor Jones opened the budget hearing at 6:52 p.m., and after hearing and answering questions and objections from taxpayers in attendance, the hearing was closed at 8:01 p.m. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Del Jacobson to set the 2026 property tax rate at 85 mills and adopt the 2026 budget as presented. The vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. Gerald Jones inquired about streets in need of being sprayed for weeds and swept and concerns of smoking in city vehicles, so James stated that he would address the issues. Gerald then scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on September 16th to discuss the implementation and procedure for the mass communication system. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black that an emergency exists in order to enforce the city laws and to waive the three formal reading requirements for Ordinance 1778, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 11, Article 1, pertaining to Uniform Offense Code, incorporating Uniform Public Offense Code. The vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. And a motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Ordinance 1778. The vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Engelbert that an emergency exists in order to enforce the city laws and to waive the three formal reading requirements for Ordinance 1779, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 1, pertaining to the Standard Traffic Ordinance, incorporating Standard Traffic Ordinance. The vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0, and a motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Ordinance 1779. The vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting at 4 p.m. on September 12th to discuss with Nextech the Wi-Fi that's going in at Elmwood Park. Andrew also reported that the Finance Committee had met to further discuss and finalize the budget. They also discussed the Washington Square roofing bid and lease purchase, and Alex stated that they would have the final proposal for approval at the next council meeting. Jason Jones stated he would like to see the Parks Committee take up and address the mowing and trimming maintenance to find a long-term solution so things don't get out of hand again next year. So Dale scheduled a Parks Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on September 19th. Jason scheduled an ad hoc meeting at 4 p.m. on September 10th to discuss the council room camera, and a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Del Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 17 as a whole. The motion carried. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jim Miller to adjourn, and the council adjourned at 8:20 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey provides details on the latest USDA soybean crop progress and condition report for the period ending September 7th.
21% of the U.S. soybean crop dropping leaves by September 7th, just 1 point behind the five-year average, 2 points behind last year at this time. Now, we're seeing an even more marked difference with soybeans than corn in terms of crop progress. Very rapid progress in the southern corn belt into the mid-south, rather slow progress maturing in the western corn belt. Soybean condition on September 7th, like corn, slipping 1 point in the good to excellent ratings, now 64%, last week 65%. No change, like corn, in the very poor to poor rating, steady at 10%. Unlike corn, the condition is actually pretty similar to last year. This week in September of 2024, we had 65% of the soybeans good to excellent and 10% very poor to poor, so very close to last year's condition.
Now, 69% of the Kansas soybean crop rated good to excellent. That is up 3 points from last week, 25 fair and 6% poor to very poor. 92% of the crop was setting pods, and 14% of the crop was dropping leaves, behind 21 last year and the average. Now, the fall crop harvest has started in Kansas. Just 2% of the corn harvest is complete, behind 13 last year and 11% for the five-year average, and 2% of the sorghum harvest has also been harvested as well. In addition to that, Kansas wheat planting has just gotten started. 1% of the wheat crop has been planted, near 4 last year and 2% for the five-year average. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Fall calving season is upon us, and Valley Vet Supply stands ready with the calving equipment you need. They have great prices on calf pullers. Be prepared with OB chains and accessories. You'll want a colostrum replacement product on hand, too. Valley Vet has Colostrex products to supplement or replace poor quality colostrum. The friendly staff at Valley Vet can help guide you in selecting ID tags for your specific livestock operation. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caro on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As an upper-level trough of low pressure continues to work eastward for this afternoon through eastern portions of the state of Kansas, still that lingering chance for some scattered shower and storm activity, mainly across far eastern portions of the state for this afternoon. Another weak upper-level disturbance exiting eastward out of the Rockies for this afternoon could touch off some isolated showers and some thunderstorms into far western portions of the state as well. High temperatures across the state ranging from the upper 70s to lower 80s in the east, but closer to 90 degrees across the west, with those 90s gradually increasing in coverage over the next few days. By the time we get to your Thursday, most of the state expecting high temperatures in the lower range of the 90s, with upper 80s staying confined to the far east. For northwest Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for a late-day shower or storm. High temperatures reaching up into the upper 80s, close to that 90-degree mark. We'll have our winds variable around 10 miles per hour. For north-central Kansas for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine, highs closer to the middle 80s, and our winds will be out of the southeast around 10 miles per hour. For northeastern Kansas, a lingering chance for some showers and storms, especially early on, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, and we'll have our winds a bit breezy out of the south and southeast at 10 to 15. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, slight chance for a lingering shower or storm ending early on, with high temperatures climbing up into the lower 80s. Winds out of the south and southeast, 10 to 15. For south-central Kansas, for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s close to that 90-degree mark. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15. For southwestern Kansas, a slight chance for a late-day shower or storm developing with highs into the lower 90s. Winds turning southeast 10 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
This sound is processed by Stereo Tool. Go to stereotool.com.
You think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head-on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.